1888.
Live. We're launching into the third hour of this live Saturday edition of the show. You can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free here to 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, and that number is toll-free and brought to you by ProXPN. So feel free to connect with us in the way that makes most sense to you, because we also have Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. So that's another option for you as we continue here. If you're just now tuning into the show tonight, we have talked about sex. Certain teen sex acts will become felonies if one senator gets his way in Virginia. We've also talked about Wiccans throughout a good bulk of the show. I didn't come to the show tonight planning to talk about Wiccans, but somebody called in to say that they believe that Wiccans were taking over the United States.
And the Tea Party.
And the Tea Party and Obamacare, and that they just, the Wiccans are everywhere. And I don't really believe it. I think it's a preposterous, paranoid call. But nonetheless, you can call in about anything. The Wiccan conversation is proof. You can call in about anything on Free Talk Live and totally derail the entire show. That's what we do around here. So it's fine. And so that has sparked several calls of a variety of different people kind of expressing their opinions. We had a former Wiccan call in to talk about his experience as a Wiccan. We've had other people call in to talk about their wildly differing beliefs about Wiccans. And, you know, some of them believe that Wiccans are, people that love the earth and that that's kind of what they worship. Others believe that Wiccans are evil and they're casting spells and hexes. We continue on here. And then Paul called in at the end of the last hour to talk about Fahrenheit 451, books and technology. And Paul, you barely had a chance to really kind of get off the ground there, so I wanted to make sure you had a chance to get your thoughts out. Can you bring us up to speed, maybe recap what you were saying a moment ago?
Sure. The book, Fahrenheit 451, is not so much about book burnings and the Salem witch trials as it is a time when people stopped reading books as much in exchange for watching that TV screen.
Okay.
And so I use the book as a bit of a conversation piece to get people to kind of look up from their gadgets. I was standing in the bank one day, and a woman actually recognized the book, and she was like, "That's a great book." And the book really is about humans betraying each other. There's a whisper of somebody has read a book, and so before you know it, there's a fireman that comes out at the report of someone possessing a book, and their house is going up in flames.
Yikes.
Well, and this is what happens in the book, because I can't remember. I mean, I read it 20-something years ago. Is that right?
Right. Yeah.
So the firemen are burning books?
Right.
Okay.
Instead of putting them out. And after reading this book, I happened to notice going down the highway, it said, report reckless driving, call such and such a number, see meth, stop meth, report littering. I started seeing all these signs around that were basically trying to get people to call up a number and betray their fellow man.
So let me ask you this. Why are books themselves, pieces of dead tree books, why are they so special compared to the other ways we have to learn in this world? I mean, television's a great tool for learning things. You can find all kinds of stuff about world history and that sort of thing on television. Computers, obviously. I mean, we now have encyclopedias that we carry around in our pockets.
That's a very good question. And I would say the one thing is the book gives the opportunity for the person to, it's much easier to put the book down and stop and think about what you've read. Whereas a TV, or a computer, it's much more difficult, I think, to go and share verbally with someone what you've seen or what you've heard. I think.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, we share things verbally all night, 3 hours a night, 7 nights a week here on Free Talk Live, and almost to a T, we're reading those things off of a computer screen. Almost all of our show prep here and the things that we discuss comes from there. So I don't know if I agree with that, but I understand the appeal of a book. I understand that, you know, putting it down is useful. I tend to have one in the LRN.FM studio bathroom, and that's really the only time that I spend reading books. I probably should spend more of it, but that's time that I can dedicate to reading books. But even so, I do find myself, when I walk into the bathroom, my old habit was to grab my phone and go on to Facebook or check some sort of email, and now I actually try to make an actual effort, if I find myself grabbing my phone, to put the phone down, to put it out of reach, and reach instead for the book. I have to make an effort to do it, and that's disturbing to me. But on the other hand, I think one of the other kind of aspects to the point you were making, Mark, is that there's kind of trash books, like, you know, fiction that's not really, you know, going to enlighten you in any way.
And he rode in on his calico horse, and he swept her off of her feet. She could feel the wind whipping through her hair.
So you could read books and still never really become enlightened to anything, or you can watch TV. Right, and there's trash TV, like a lot of reality television, but there's also very interesting and educational television as well. So,
but
you know, doesn't the content matter?
Yeah, I found it harder to get my eyes away from the junk that's on TV, whereas a book that you have more discernment, it's easier to put the book down than it would be to, say, turn off the screen.
Well, now I get the point. So what you're saying is the flashing lights and the mesmerizing sounds of the TV draw people in. And I think this is absolutely true.
I hate it when I'm in bars or wherever and they've got the damn TV sets on.
You hate it because you find yourself looking at it.
Yes.
Right. I mean, you know,
emotion.
It's just look.
Well, I mean, humans, if you think about it evolutionarily, humans are attracted to motion as far as our eyes. We wanted to see if there's going to be a tiger jump out and attack us or something.
You're looking for the smaller thing to eat it. Sorry.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. That's why you get the pointy teeth in the front. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
You're a killer.
Yeah, but you could be killed by a tiger.
Indeed, you could.
That would be a legitimate concern.
Yeah, well, you don't have eyes on the side of your head like a cow or a robin, okay?
Gotcha. Well, either way, we're tuned to notice motion, and so that's what the TV does for us. So I share some of your concerns. I mean, there's no doubt about that. But how do you feel about the melding of books and technology with things like the Amazon Kindle and their various competitors?
Honestly, I get tired of looking at a screen for too terribly long.
Now, have you tried a Kindle? Because these screens are intended to actually address that particular issue.
Aren't they supposed to mimic paper, basically?
Because you're absolutely right. You're bringing up an important point, is that humans remember better the things that they read in paper than the things that they read on screens. I mean, this is true. They've done the studies. You know, you're better off reading a book as far as retention and that sort of thing. But the Kindle is designed so that it's to mimic paper and to, you know, sort of circumvent that particular problem of a lighted screen.
Yeah, I agree. But I've had books that I've loaned out to people, and I felt more satisfying when I could sit there and say, you know, here, take this. You know, I actually could
give
them.
That's an interesting point, because I don't know much about the Kindle, so maybe somebody who's a regular Kindle user could explain this, but with a book, you can loan the book. Can you do that with a Kindle?
I don't know.
Because I know there's like copyright and DRM and things like that on these online books. And you download the book to your Kindle. It doesn't leave your Kindle, from what I understand, unless you've got some kind of crack. So unless you want to loan somebody your $300 Kindle or however much they cost these days so they can read that book, how would you accomplish loaning someone a book in the digital copyrighted/DRM world? I'm not asking you because you know, Paul. I'm just kind of asking the universe there. And
right.
Paul, I want to thank you for sharing your thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to JR, listening in Myrtle Beach to WRNN. Hey, JR.
How are you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Oh, nothing. I was just calling basically about the Tea Party members and how the guy said that basically they were Wiccans or, I don't know, basically there was trying to classify what the Tea Party members are. And I think that's really what's wrong with our country right now, is we do a whole lot of dividing and trying to figure out ways to divide us rather than coming up with ways to bring us together.
Well, let me ask you this. One thing's very clear is the country's divided. right?
Yes.
You can take a look. You can see that the northeast generally, and the sort of the north and the whole west coast, that's sort of the blue states, and then there's a lot of red in between. Why should these people get along? Why should these people be forced to get along?
JR, stand by. We'll let you answer that question here in a moment. We'll come back with more of JR. Your calls and thoughts are welcome here on this live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. The toll-free number, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You take control here at Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want here. Toll free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. That's the Pro XPN toll-free line. You can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share. We've got all kinds of stuff on the site. Archives, if you've missed a moment of the show, and if you only get the show on Saturday nights on your local talk radio station, you've missed a lot of moments because we do the show 7 nights a week. So you can always go to freetalklive.com and grab archives there totally free.
Yeah, I'm excited about a new program that Free Talk Live is involved in. It involves getting a coffee subscription. Now, I drink coffee daily. As a matter of fact, I drink a pot of decaf every day. And there's a lot of coffee drinkers out there. Most people don't think about their coffee consumption. The fact is, the way that coffee is grown around the world is in a completely unsustainable farming method. The sun-grown coffee, which is what the vast majority of coffee that you're going to get either at the grocery store or at one of these chain coffee stores, just about everywhere, sun-grown coffee, they cut down all the trees in these third world areas. Of course, over time, the topsoil erodes away. This is what, the topsoil eroded away in Haiti. And then the poor people there, they don't have any opportunities because it all starts with being able to create a life for yourself farming. And if you can't start wealth there, then how do you go start? For a long time, I gave money to foreign charities. And now I've decided, instead, I'm going to drink BuzzBox coffee, because what they do is they use shade-grown coffee. They grow it organically, and it's top 1% Arabica grade. And what they do, the way that they set it up, is they give these people the opportunity to have a coffee business, be coffee farmers, a part of a coffee co-op. And so what we're doing is we're putting together at least 100 World Vision financed microloans to get people into this coffee co-op. And I'm excited. This is going to change people's lives. And all you have to do is get a free pound of coffee. First, you go to coffee.freetalklive.com, get your free pound of coffee, sign up for the subscription program. They're going to send you coffee on a regular basis. And it's a great deal. You don't have to think about coffee again. It's coffee.freetalklive.com.
All right, so we continue here, and JR is still with us listening in Myrtle Beach. JR, you were talking about bringing people together as opposed to dividing folks, and I wanted to make sure that we had a chance to chat further on that issue. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, basically, the guy was talking a few minutes ago about books and TV and the difference, and the way I see it is, the more we watch TV, the more divided we get, especially if you're watching the news on TV. For some reason, that's all they want to talk about, is things that want to divide us as a country. Nobody's forcing us to get along, but our freedom depends on it. And the more that we become divided, the less freedoms we're going to have, because the less we're going to believe that we are in control of the government, the more we're going to believe the government controls us.
Don't you think the government does control you?
No, they definitely do. They definitely
right.
do, but that's what I speak out against. I'm a former veteran. That's exactly what I want to change.
So here's what my question is: we can see pretty much the Northeast and the far West. Those are pretty firmly blue places, and then sort of the center stuff tends to be more red. And I kind of wonder to myself, why don't they just, what did Al Gore says, is two nations or something like that? Why not have two nations? Why not just let the Democrats run their states the way Democrats want to run their states, and let Republicans run their states the way the Republicans want to run their states? Either we could make a very weak central government in Washington, D.C., which would be very difficult to do because Washington's all about power, or they could just split it up. Hey, go on, Pick a side, because it doesn't look like they're going to ever get along on these issues.
Well, and that's what, basically, I mean, in my opinion, they only time they get along is when they're signing something that hurts us.
Bipartisanship means we're really going to get it.
Yeah, exactly. And that's somehow the only way they can come up with it, would come together. So, what I see is, basically, if you're a Tea Party member, if you're a Libertarian, whatever you are, if you're not a Republican and you're not a Democrat, you want something better. Because we become a country that has basically trusted that our government was good and that they were doing the right for the people for so long, and now people are starting to wake up. And I think the less we try to divide each other, The more we try to bring people together by spreading the truth and the knowledge and the things that are going on, and not judge people by their religion and not judge people by their race or their sexual beliefs or whatever, and we come together as a country.
So I have mixed feelings. I have mixed feelings about some of the things you're saying, and let me just throw out there my thoughts. I like the idea of coming together as humans and not dividing by race and gender and, you know, hair color or whatever, or educational background. I like that idea. I'm favoring that. However, on the other hand, people are different, and what I mean by that is their belief systems are different, not the color of their skin, but the way they think about other people. So there are people who want to control others, as you've acknowledged, and while I want those people to come to understand that, hey, it's wrong to want to control others, it's wrong to try to force your way upon them via some sort of governmental system or by holding a gun or a knife at their back. I mean, it's wrong to force yourself on another person. I want to convince them of that, but ultimately some people just cannot be convinced. They're just not interested. They want to control. They're very interested in telling you how to live, and they're willing to put you in a cage if you don't do what they say. So that seems to be an impasse. And so therefore, how about this as a proposal? Rather than looking at it as it has to be one or the other, can we do both? Can we come together, some of us, like those of us who believe in freedom, come together, say, in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, where we're gathering together people of like mind, people who already agree that freedom is important and that liberty is what really is critical, and that we need to have that in order to have better lives in, you know, for ourselves and our families and neighbors, etc. Bring those people together. The people that understand that we're just humans and we're not that different from one another, and that humans should respect each other's choices, even if they're choices we wouldn't make for ourselves. Let's bring those people together and separate ourselves from the people who want to control us. How about that?
No, I totally agree with that. I think that there are more people who really want freedom than there are of people who want to control us. There are a lot of people that are just blinded by the whole two-party system. And they're just in that. My parents, let's put them. They were diehard Republicans. They believed in them. They trusted them, everything like this. And, you know, the more that I've shared the truth and things that I've exposed and things that I've researched to them, they're opening their eyes and they're like, wow. So it's about opening. For me, it's about opening people's eyes. But I definitely agree with you. The whole point is everybody wants freedom. We've got to figure out a way to come together to get that freedom. We'll never get it.
I've figured it out. It is my answer for how to figure that out is to go and check out the Free State Project for everybody that truly understands freedom, because you have to be careful. A lot of people want freedom for themselves, but they don't care about the freedoms of others. And as long as you don't care about the freedoms of others, you'll never get freedom for yourself. But most of those people don't realize that. So these are some of the things that need to be communicated, that people need to have epiphanies about and come to understand. And JR, thanks for your call. I'm glad we got to talk about it tonight with you. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number. You want to come together with other people that love freedom. The Free State Project's the only viable answer. It's working right now. That's why Mark and I are here in New Hampshire. We're Florida natives. It's cold up here. I don't want to be cold, but I want to be around people who love freedom, and this is the place for that. More coming up here in moments. You can bring up whatever you want at 855-450-FREE. This is the Live Saturday Free Talk Live.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit MarchOfDimes.com.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day. Unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join FreezeDry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned FreezeDry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call FreezeDry Guy now at 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and you're invited to take control of the airwaves here on this live Saturday edition of the program, 855-450-FREE. Still plenty of time for your call and thoughts at 855-450-3733. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. And you can enjoy all kinds of features there. Our webcam's one of them. Watch, listen, and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners because the chat room is built into the same page as the cam. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com to see it and do that for free. cam.freetalklive.com.
There's more than 500,000 items ready for immediate shipment over at bitcoinstore.com. But you know, most of these, by the way, are consumer electronics devices, so flat-screen TVs, tablets, laptops, desktops, cameras, MP3 players, things like that. But you can't buy a single one of them with dollars or rubles or euros or any other government currency. You can only use bitcoins at bitcoinstore.com. And that's what makes them very unique. There are websites more and more all the time that are taking bitcoins for their items. And Bitcoin Store wanted to make it possible for you to get anything you want as far as a consumer electronics device with bitcoins. And they're doing it at a 0% markup in order to incentivize you to use bitcoins to make these purchases. Because everybody wants these devices. You got to have them for your modern lifestyle. But now you can get them at a 0% markup because Bitcoin Store isn't about making the money. They're about making the currency easier to use. go check them out at bitcoinstore.com. Shipping's free on items over $100, $5 flat rate for items under $100. It's the easiest way to convert your bitcoins into real-world items. Check them out at bitcoinstore.com.
Let's go to Skype. You can Skype into the show. Username lrn.fm. Do send a contact request first, and we'll get you added in. And that'll be easy for you to connect, like Kyler has done. Kyler, calling from Utah. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, go ahead with your thoughts.
Joe, just something I've been thinking about for a little while. I believe that the Internet, and especially a couple of innovations that we've come up with recently, is going to lead to a second Renaissance period.
It seems like that's a pretty fair statement.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the first, it was about 50 years after the invention of the printing press, and it was when they finally learned how to use the printing press in order to mass educate people.
Okay.
And so now you look at things like Coursera, Kaplan, TED-Ed, MITx, those kinds of things where people are able to get Ivy League education for free online, and anybody who has access to the Internet is able to do that now. I personally believe that that's – yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, this is amazing. I mean, it's absolutely true. Now, I'm not 100% convinced that the Ivy League schools do that much better as far as educating people.
No, I agree.
MIT, I'm willing to give them the nod. But, you know, I don't think that there's that much different.
Somebody today was just raving about Khan Academy as a place to go and get free education.
Sure, it's great.
Well, I mean, as far as the Ivy League thing, let's put it this way. I'm sure that Stanford probably gives you a better education than, say, Salt Lake Community College.
Yeah. I think that it's fair to say there's probably some professor at Salt Lake that's better than some professor
exactly.
at Stanford, but I think it's fair to say that Ivy League education is among the best. It's the premier education. It's the cream of the crop.
Supposedly. Yeah. But anyhow, and then we look at things like Bitcoin, which I'm a huge Bitcoin proponent. I slapped myself. I was in the Marine Corps in 2009, and a roommate of mine was a World of Warcraft player and turns to me and goes, "Hey, I know that you kind of look into libertarian stuff. There's this thing called Bitcoin. You should start mining it with your laptop."
I go, "You found that out in 2009?
No, well, hold on. This is how stupid I am. I go, well, what can you buy with it? And he goes, "Well, I mean, I traded some for like a sword in World of Warcraft," and I immediately shut down and went, "Well, that's lame. Bye."
And now your old roommate is a multi-billionaire.
Now who is lame, mister?
I'm sure he is at this point. But, I mean, if you look at some of the other applications, I mean, for instance, you guys, you kind of started talking about some of these things on the show, but you can use Bitcoin to vote remotely from anywhere, and you can ensure that no voter fraud occurs with it just simply by the simple function of how, like, when they say that Bitcoin isn't a currency, they mean it. A currency is an application of Bitcoin. Bitcoin is kind of like a computer. You can run one application on it, which is money, but there are a myriad, hundreds of thousands of other applications it can be used for. And so I'm, I guess, what you call a techno-libertarian. I believe that the Internet's going to free up a lot of what we rely on government for now, make it transparent, and make it free market compatible.
Absolutely. Even and I'd like to warn folks with Bitcoin, it's not like it's a complete step from here to some kind of market anarchism or anything like that. I mean, there were commodity-based currencies before there were fiat currencies. And
well, I mean, let's look at it this way. Even before gold, we were using shells. I mean, if you want to look into that, it's like the history of currency began with using shells as a trade currency. And let's see, most of the U.S. was bought for shells, glass beads, and metals.
Let's not forget shells, better currency than what we've got today.
No joke.
Backed by better stuff.
Yeah, I'm going to offer some shells on the next house offer that I put in.
Yeah, you're going to have to bring a lot of shells, man.
Well, you could definitely do it in Bitcoin.
I've tried it, actually. It didn't work, unfortunately, but it's worth continuing to try to do that on
Bitcoin. But the house with Bitcoin?
I did put an offer in on a house with Bitcoin recently. Yeah, they bounced it back. They refused it. But
It wasn't one of the ones that actually posted for, "Hey, I'm selling my house for Bitcoin."
No, it was just a random offer on a house.
Because I'm not going to lie, that's actually what's standing between me and joining the Free State Project is looking at Galt's Gulch.
What are you talking about? What do you mean? What's standing in between?
Oh, Galt's Gulch down in Chile. It's a group of Bitcoin libertarians that have segmented their own. They have bought this entire beautiful canyon lands that are really far away from any other thing. The government's kind of given them a free pass to say, "Hey, we're going to leave you alone."
Oh yeah.
Oh sure.
Governments are good at that.
Sure, I believe the government.
You ought to take a look at.
But it's a better position than the Free Staters are currently in which case the government says, "We are not giving you a free pass. You do not get a free pass." So
exactly.
Even if the government starts at free pass. Pass and goes to not Free Pass, it's still better off.
Hey, you know, if that's, I think it just depends on what you're looking for. I mean, if what you're looking for is to get away from everything, then that sounds like a fine idea.
But, well, and part of it is, I mean, I'm a 5-year vet of the Marine Corps. I got out medically not that long ago, and that's kind of what bumped me into libertarianism. And so now I'm kind of looking at questioning my beliefs in whether this country is the one that I'm definitely going to stay in forever.
Well,
or whether
you just talk to Jeff Berwick tonight? Isn't he involved in that Chile
thing? Jeff Berwick's the man behind Gulch Gulch Chile.
Yes, yeah, so you're going to be appearing on some sort of interview that he's doing, right? Some kind of
and
release.
Vice versa.
Yeah, so that's cool. So yeah, I guess it's an option for people. I think that it's only an option for people that have money, and I like the idea of doing something that is duplicatable by the average person, and I think it's not without some. It's not out of somebody's reach to move to another state in the United States.
I agree with you, but my concern is that the and I'm going to bring up the word statist, but my concern is that they're very entrenched, and that I don't see a whole lot of ways that's going to change anytime in the near future.
I think what you're going to find out is that the statists are entrenched everywhere you go.
Yeah.
Oh, very true. But
I'm interested in this, and I hope that things work out. I'm skeptical of things working out on the land right now.
I think seasteading. Yes, please.
I'm fascinated by the idea of seasteading and seeing where that's going to go. I mean, and you know, you got to admit, calling in on Free Talk Live and talking about something besides the Free State Project is near blasphemy to Ian.
I know.
It gets him all itchy.
I don't wish them ill. I mean, by all means, go live on Gulch Gulch and have fun with what I mean. How many people are actually realistically going to show up for this project? Have fun with another 200 people? What's realistic?
I don't know yet. I've been looking at the numbers, and I think that they've got, what, like 40 down there? 40 families down there right now?
Okay, so there you go. You're already over 200 people probably if there's 40 families.
Maybe. I'm not sure, but possible. I will say this. I mean, I am trying to come out to Liberty Forums this February.
Yeah, you should totally do that because, you know, we've got over 1,000 people that are here now in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. And
you should go check out Chile. And I want to hear about it.
Yeah, because you can afford to jet around the world and go check out various places.
The problem is Jeff Berwick is too good of a salesperson. I want to hear from somebody who's not.
Tyler, thank you for your call tonight. I look forward to seeing you at the Liberty Forum if you can make it up here.
And hey guys, Wiccans, I do have to straighten this out because I do have way too many friends who are Wiccans who would be slapping their foreheads at this one, like facepalm. They don't cast spells on people.
Most of them don't, but I think there are some who believe in the spell casting.
Wiccan's kind of like shamanism, which is you can kind of substitute your own beliefs and that kind of thing. So,
Tyler, thanks for your call, man. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. 855-453. Moments remain in this edition of Free Talk Live, and that may mean we'll have time for you and your thoughts if you call in now. 855-450-3733. You can also Skype in, just like Kyler did there. Skype username, lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live. There's more coming up.
Did you know that a Nobel Prize was awarded for a medical discovery that improves your sexual performance? It's true. Nitric oxide was discovered to improve your sexual performance. It also miraculously improves your heart health, blood pressure, energy levels, your immune system, diabetes, arthritis pain, even your memory and mood. That's why millions of men and women have begun taking nitric oxide boosters as daily supplements. And right now, we're releasing free bottles of peak nitric oxide so you can discover the benefits for yourself. Be one of the first 100 callers at 1-800-941-9499. After extensive research and clinical tests, nitric oxide has been described as the miracle molecule of the 21st century. Taken once a day, you'll not only begin feeling years younger, but we'll also send you free test strips to prove it works. Discover how to get your free bottle of peak nitric oxide and free test strips at 1-800-941-9498. Be one of the first 100 callers. 1-800-941-9498.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. That's the Pro-XPN toll-free line. There may be enough time to get your call and thoughts in here in the remaining moments, but if we don't worry. We do it 7 nights a week. Mark will be joining you for the live Sunday edition of the show tomorrow night. And if you don't get it on your local talk radio station, you can always call your local talk station's program director on Monday, for instance, sometime during the week, during business hours, and talk to that person. Let them know that you appreciate Free Talk Live. You like that they air, maybe they air some Free Talk Live. Let them know that you like that and that you want to hear more Free Talk Live. So we do it 7 nights a week, 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time are our live hours. If you're not hearing us during those live hours, you're hearing us on delay, and that means that if you want to hear yourself on the radio, you can just call into the show during those live hours and bring up, of course, whatever you want as we continue.
So we've talked to you about how you can get bitcoins at cashintocoins.com. We've talked to you about where you can spend your bitcoins at ProXPN or bitcoinstore.com, a variety of other retailers. But in order to have bitcoins, you need a wallet. So there's a great plugin for Chrome called CryptoKit at CryptoKit.com. It's a free instant Bitcoin wallet. It's also a secure messaging system, so you can send and receive secure messages with this CryptoKit plugin. It's a really fascinating piece of technology. It allows you to do, it's very versatile. Allows you to do lots of things. But I just used mine today. It is actually integrated with the blockchain at blockchain.info, and it's really great. So go check it out, CryptoKit.com, and you have to use it in the Chrome browser. Currently, it's only available there, but all wallet data is stored client-side, and you never have to and never sent to any servers. This means that not even CryptoKit knows your password or has access to your Bitcoins, and since the code's open source, it's visible for anyone to see. You can rest assured that you're the only one who's in control of your funds. CryptoKit.com, that's KryptoKit.com.
I'm going to ask you a question you probably don't have the answer to. How is this integrated with blockchain.info?
When I looked at the information on the for CryptoKit, it took me to blockchain.info and gave me the information. I sent a transaction and said transaction information. So I clicked on that.
Ah, and they're using blockchain.info for that information.
Yes.
Ah, okay, that makes sense. You did have the answer. Very good.
I did my very best.
All right, let's continue here. Your calls and thoughts, Kevin, listening to WCKG in Chicago. Kevin, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Hey, I'm glad to hear we're on WCKG tonight. I didn't know that was the case. So welcome.
I'm having a bit of a moral quandary tonight. I'm a military reservist.
All right.
I was driving down the highway leaving. Today's my drill weekend. And I saw a little billboard. Just had, blatant, doublethink. It was just a American flag that said support the troops. And it just made me so sick to my stomach. And because, it's just obvious that it's all, controlling and programming and so forth. But the issue that I'm having is I made the decision I'm going to go UA. I'm not going to tomorrow. Unauthorized absence.
Okay.
Pretty much in the Marine Corps, in the reserves, you're basically not really required to show up. I mean, they've already said it, that there's nothing that they can really do at all. But the issue that I'm having is, It's not going, because that's whatever. There's no contract with the government that they've kept, as far as I'm concerned. They've broken every word that they've had.
Mm-hmm.
But the issue is the shame that I feel. Like, I feel ashamed of myself for not going. And I don't think I should. It doesn't make any sense to me. Because logically, I know there's no reason that I need to stay there. I'm already getting administratively separated for popping on a year analysis for marijuana.
Which
is subconsciously intentional. It's been other than honorable. It's not. It's like a misdemeanor.
Yeah.
But it's the shame issue that I'm having the biggest problem with.
And you're feeling ashamed inadvertently because you are going to leave. You feel like, on one hand, you feel like you should stick it out, but on the other hand, you're sick of it and you want to get out, and that's causing conflict.
Yeah, I mean, the main reason that I stayed in as long as I have and kept coming, because I've known that I'm getting kicked out for about a year now, but the main reason I kept coming and everything is just to try to disseminate information to other people in my unit and try and make them realize what the hell it is that we're actually fighting for. And it's just not effective at all.
What are you fighting for? What are you trying to tell them? I mean, for our listeners out there that may be a little bit in the dark as to what you're referring to there when you say what you're fighting for, what do you believe?
The concept of, American exceptionalism, that our men and women are fighting for us all over the country, and it's a lie, flat out. We're nothing more than volunteer murderers for corporate interests who buy off our politicians in our own faces. Look at Citizens United, and anybody, it's the most outrageous form of cognitive dissonance that I can imagine. We're in these other countries, protecting heroin fields and supporting murder. For what?
For the aggrandizement of the politicians and their corporate buddies. This must be hard, though. I mean, you said it's hard to communicate this. It's got to be hard to get somebody to come to that realization. I mean, that's a shocking, I don't know, iconoclastic thing for somebody to come to. It's a huge epiphany, and it would be very, very difficult to break through the cognitive dissonance that somebody will put up in order to prevent themselves from realizing that. So, I mean, it must be quite the challenge.
Yeah, and now I'm just to the point where, should I even feel bad anymore?
Well, it sounds to me... It sounds to me like you've changed your mind, like you yes. might have had a completely different feeling when you signed up 8 years ago or whatever it might have been. The fact that the government grants itself the ability to have a an employment contract that goes on this long, I think, is ridiculous. I don't see any reason why you have to uphold this, because the government won't let anyone else have an employment contract that goes on that long.
Kevin, will you let us know how things go for you down the line?
Definitely.
Appreciate your call tonight, man. Thanks for making it here at Free Talk Live.
And there certainly are sports stars and things like that that have contracts going on that long. But if they decide not to play, the contract's just null and void. They don't go to jail for it.
Let's go to Skype, where Benjamin is on the line, listening in California. Benjamin, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Something happened this week that I think is really important and will be looked back on when they write the history books on Bitcoin, and that is... And that is Overstock.com accepting Bitcoin payments.
Yeah,
that,
it's big news.
It's huge. But here's why I think it's important. Because I went in and did some experimenting. Currently, it would be more advantageous to me to buy Overstock gift cards using a service like Gift.com with Bitcoin, which gives me 3% back on my purchase, and then use that gift card at Overstock.com, than it would be for me to directly buy from Overstock.com. And I think this is important because hopefully little facts like that will cause Overstock.com to start offering a direct discount if you pay in Bitcoin. It'll start almost like an arms race between companies accepting Bitcoin and offering discounts for that.
That's a great idea, and there's no reason why they couldn't do it, especially considering all of those price points that they have on their website. And again, Overstock.com is one of the bigger internet retailers out there. All of the price points they have that 3% credit card fee or whatever it is. You know, sometimes it's 5%. If you're using American Express or Discover, it could be as much as 5%. But that 3% to 5% credit card fee, usually the Bitcoin merchant providers like BitPay or Coinbase, and I know they're using Coinbase over there at Overstock, they charge a 1% fee typically. So that leaves you with 2 to 3% that you've got that you can play with. And so they could very easily say to themselves, let's give our Bitcoin users 2% off across the board. If you pay with Bitcoin, you save 2%, then they essentially would be paying the same amount for your business as they would if you'd used a credit card.
Not just the fees they get directly from the credit card companies, but things like chargebacks. I mean, they're going to save money
on huge.
Multiple different levels. So they could, you know, hypothetically, if you pay with Bitcoin, we're going to cut 4% off what the total fee is, because services like Gift and Overstock use the Bitstamp price. So that's already the same. So it's just a matter of who's going to give me the most money off for using their service.
Maybe you should send them an email, Benjamin. That's not a bad idea at all.
Already did. Waiting on a response.
Excellent. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. And
again, that's it.
We're back tomorrow night, though. It's only another 21 hours until the next edition of Free Talk Live. So join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com and have a super weekend.
Get unheard of deals on durable, easy-to-install floors at Lumber Liquidators Laminate and Vinyl Plank Flooring Sale. All laminate flooring is 20 to 30% off our incredibly low prices. All vinyl plank is 10% off. Take it from an expert.
Vinyl plank is durable and installs in a snap. Plus, it's extremely water-resistant. So come on in. We'll make sure you get the right floor for you.
Plus, get special financing. Laminate and Vinyl Plank Flooring Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or the flooring experts at your local store today.
Financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payment required.
In every age, a technology is created that bends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.